Welcome to Dogs Are Smarter Than People, the podcast that will hopefully make you smile, laugh, and freak out inside. I'm Sean.
And I'm Carrie. Sean's an ex-cop who does happier things now.
That's for sure. And Carrie's a New York Times and internationally best-selling children's book novelist. We live in Down East Maine, and our podcast is a little funky. We start off with a random thought we recorded in bed, or the kitchen, or the car, and then we give a writing tip and a dog tip for life because our dogs are wise and smart and like to be included.
We're not hoity-toity. We're not all trash talk, although we try. We're just us. So thanks for joining us. Please like, subscribe, and be cool.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening to Dogs Are Smarter Than People. And we begin the random thought.
Let's do it, baby.
Yeah. Hey, it's random thought on the couch.
Yeah.
I'm laying on the couch and Sean's sitting on the couch, so I'm not sure how this is going to turn out because I'm trying to, like, balance the phone in between us. My arm fully outstretched and I'm still about a foot away from Sean's face. We'll be further away from your face.
Well, I talk to bring you closer to me.
Hello. Hey. Say hello.
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 So hi. It's week 6 of our cell quarantine of COVID-19.
Is it?
I think it may be week 7. I'm not sure. But somebody sent me a LinkedIn message from our harbor, and they're like, well, it's been 6 weeks of quarantine, and I'm getting a little frustrated because I'm an extrovert. And I was like, can I get that?
A LinkedIn message, you said?
Yeah, you can send people messages on LinkedIn.
I know. Are you an extrovert now?
Did you fart?
I did.
Oh my god, I'm laying right next to your butt!
What?
Oh, I can't get this pandemic!
Here.
Oh, Jesus! I'm not coughing because I'm sick.
We'll help you get away from it.
I'm coughing because noxious gases. You touched oven me.
I kind of did, didn't I?
He touched oven me.
That's oven.
Whatever.
I dusted oven. I dusted.
I was not a child. I know it's those words.
You did it? Oh, that's oven when you were younger?
No.
Did you have any fun as a child?
Yes. Yes, I made up plays.
You made up. Oh.
And I had my friends perform in them. And we also played the gong show in my basement where we would stand on the card table and entertain each other and then go gong. And if you gonged me, I would never invite you over to my house again.
Well, that was good. You were a wonderful human
being. And what kind of person gongs their friend? I always gave everyone tens.
Oh. My gosh.
What?
All those people were starving to death now because you made them believe they could be singers or actors or whatever.
No.
Whatever their perceived talent was in the basement.
I just made them loved. I was all about spreading the love, man.
Yeah.
And
so
let me tell you, if someone gonged me, they were done.
I didn't see that. You're still alive.
So a lot of my friends on Facebook, I think this is why I'm depressed right now, because I'm a little depressed right now, this night that we are recording this, are arguing about whether or not they should wear masks in public and whether or not it's an invade, like taking away their rights. And they're like, I have the right to go to a grocery store. I'm like, actually, that's not a right according to the Constitution.
No, that's kind of a privilege.
And this person is a longtime fan of mine, and they filled it up with a lot of swears.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Baby, don't touch things during the...
Don't worry, I'm breaking them, huh? What? Anything like that, isn't even a mess.
I'm very upset with you. This is why I'm depressed.
Why?
You know why? I'm not valued as a human being anymore.
You sure are.
No.
You haven't been gone.
Anyways, for those of you who don't know, the Gong Show was this ancient show, like, I don't even know what decade it was in. And the guy who hosted looked like he was totally blitzed on coke. And
it was America's Got Talent, but instead of getting booted by a family, you just got gonged off the show if you sucked.
Yeah, I think they got, like, they had three judges. I said judges. And one of the judges would gong you. Like, anyone could gong you if you were super awful.
Yeah.
And they always had at least one super awful person.
Oh, sure.
And the host was like...
The best part of the show, probably.
Yeah, and the host... There's a lot of sexual innuendo, so you would have liked it. And, like, the host was, like, very hyper and sniffed a lot. I'm not saying he did cocaine, because I don't know anything about this person in reality, but I would say that he gave the appearance of loving the coke.
So what would you say the gong show was on in the 60s and 70s?
I don't really know, but I'm guessing, yeah, judging by the color scheme in my head.
So I'm just going backwards from here.
Yeah, stop barking.
Sexual innuendos from the 60s and 70s don't even make me flinch, baby.
Well, that's because you're you, baby.
I know.
They were like the old newlywed game. Like, they were full of, like, everyone thought it was so dumb.
I know. If it was nothing by today's standards.
Yeah. It's random thought in bedtime. It's just random thought on the couch didn't go too well.
It was great.
It was not good. I'm going to tell everyone that this is a public service message about this pandemic.
Careful around your eyes.
No. Careful around your husband's butt, because apparently the pandemic is a gassy time.
You cannot post this.
Why?
This is me.
It's so true, though. Like, how many people do you think are, like, you know, like, quarantined together and isolating, and they're like, I had no idea my partner expelled gas out the rectum as much as they do.
Well, what are you doing differently with you? COVID cooking.
Nothing.
I think it's
because you're just, like, with the other person all the time. So, like, some people are polite and they try not to poo pop in front of other people, not Sean. But
listen.
Alright, now we can't. No, it's all over. I'm about to turn it off. Yeah, that's gross.
It's the best thing ever.
Writers, but, listen to this.
Well, you know,
writers are posh. No.
Writers fart.
No, writers do not expel gas out the rectum. Writers are like beautiful cherubs. And, oh gosh.
It's like a good hot sauce. It kind of sneaks up on you.
Can you hear him so well?
It hits you in the back of the head with a 2x4. It'll be alright. Where's your COVID mask?
I don't play in the bedroom. Oh.
It's not that.
Dude, the bouquet on that.
Bouquet.
You know what the bouquet on that is like? It's like Aretha Franklin's funeral. It is full of flowers. Like, it's overwhelming. The flowers. Like, oh. There's so many flowers in this bouquet.
I'm so proud of myself. It's a good quarantine.
Writing tip of the pod.
This podcast
is early.
we're recording it quite early in the day, and it is entitled this episode
"Emotional Immaturity Is Us."
I don't know why we would entitle it that.
I don't know why either.
Anyways, so as you can tell, during the self-isolation, stay-at-home orders of our pandemic, we have descended into the land of the immature.
I think we're just more open with each other.
Why do you have to be so confident?
I'm not.
You're just doing a podcast.
I'm
You're
just
like, I will
positive
let Carrie Wright say a sentence, and I'm going to contradict the sentence.
All right, well, here's your next chance.
All right, so I had high hopes of using this time to build up our intellectual skills and read the New York Times and Rousseau and Descartes out by the light of the pellet stove. But instead, we watched Tiger King and We Live in the Shadows kind of obsessively. Is it We Live in the Shadows or We
Well, We Do in the Shadows.
Well, We Do in the Shadows, that one.
Yeah. And that's an awesomely funny show.
Yeah.
Anyways.
That brings us to the topic of our episode.
Farts?
No.
Are you sure?
Yes. Not farts again, but a Medium article by Nicholas Gokey entitled
15 Signs You're Emotionally Mature. How you know you handle life like an adult.
There is a link in the podcast notes for this. So Nicholas has a bunch of assertions about how we know if we're emotionally mature, which seems like a pretty big construct in itself, right? Like, how do we as a society define maturity if we as a society can't even define what truth is?
That's for sure.
Or decide to wear masks
right.
together. But whatever, we're just going to go with it because it's honestly not about farts and we're trying to be helpful.
So do we get to go through the 15 signs you and I right now?
No, we're condensing them to 5, I shall know.
Oh, okay. I just wanted to know how we're going to fail.
So Nicholas says that you have to train yourself to be emotionally mature and build the characteristics like you work at it, right? And he's got 15 because he's apparently overachieving, but he actually took his questions from the School of Life's 25 suggestions about emotional maturity, also link in the episode notes. So it's all derivative, baby.
What's the school? What?
It's a thing.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you supposed to go there? Because I missed it. I guess I went to the tech school version.
It's vocation school.
Yeah.
All right, so we're joining in, being derivative ourselves, and we're condensing those into 5. And the first one is,
it's not all about you all the damn time. Ding! I failed.
If someone tells you to stop farting in your face, in their face, maybe stop farting in their face. It's good to remember the world isn't just about you and the immediate release of your gastric discomfort. That's mature.
Yeah, there's a lot of debate around that subject right there. Not all people are psychics.
That's number 2.
Well, how the heck am I supposed to know when a fart's coming then? If I'm not one of those psychics.
You're not about being psychic about your own body. You should just be able to feel the
fart. Oh, that cuts me off guard a little bit.
I don't believe you. Anyways. Yeah. I lost my words. So, not all people are psychic. Sean, do you want to tell us what that means?
You might want to think about what your actions and facial expressions are telling the people who are stuck in the room with you. Nico says we don't all have a lovely Sims icon over our heads telling people our feelings. Mm-hmm. When people don't realize you're hungry or sad, well, it's not always on them. It's sometimes because you aren't giving them the clues. Express how you feel so everyone doesn't have to guess all the damn time. That's mature.
That's mature. Number 3. You are cool in your lack of coolness. You aren't perfect. You can be annoying. The people who matter will love you anyway. We have so many bad scripts and biases running in our heads, so don't waste a lot of time or energy trying to pretend to be perfect. It's best to admit when you muck up or that you have weaknesses and be open about your boo-boos. You said boo-boos.
You did.
Being open about your boo-boos means that you're strong. That's mature and also very, very sexy.
Excuse me, I'm failing a lot here.
John just burped when I said the word sexy. Also,
it's because I didn't want to burp. I let it come out of my mouth.
Oh, jeez, I'm crow.
Try to be chill about the dorks. What's the dork mean?
The dork?
Yeah, and this, does it mean dink? Or does it mean dork, like awkward person?
No, it means dink.
That's
so, realize a lot of time that when other people suck, it's because why, Shawnee?
They're lonely, or upset, or feeling super vulnerable. Try to respond with kindness unless they are really hurting you or are a threat. Then respond with a restraining order.
A restraining order.
Or a baseball bat. You have to protect you too. That's mature.
We do not advocate violence in any form in this podcast.
No, we don't.
No.
Not unless it's.
No.
Yeah.
No.
A nice bouquet.
That is violence. And finally, it's cool to celebrate things.
It's okay to realize that there's no reason to be angry. to compromise, to love others even though they are flawed, and appreciate those flaws, those compromises, your own, quote, failures. Celebrate being alive every day and having enough money to get coffee, to be able to hug your friends, to go through life without a mask on. Those things we take for granted. They're big things, even though they might seem small. Appreciation? That's mature. And also sexy. You seem to link mature and sexy together a lot.
Yeah, because...
So now I, sexy. Now I really don't believe you when you say I'm sexy. That's just another reason for me not to believe you. We're going to refile this podcast. Another crush Sean's soul.
No! No, Johnny. Don't you remember the other thing? I still love you. Be chill about the
dork. I'm not a dork. Like that. I might be a goofy type of dork. But I'm not like, life's a bed of roses. You just gotta watch out for the pricks type of dork. Oh my
gosh. I can't time. I feel like I now need to tell you that I love you.
No, I can't. Oh, I can believe that you love me.
Okay.
Just don't try to pass that sexy bullcrap off on me.
Very sexy, baby.
Yeah.
Much sexier than I am. Okay.
Oh, you're full of crap.
Writing. No, you are, because you keep letting it out your butt. Writing tip of the pod, I'll condense, is in your writing a story, it's okay to have a mature character once in a while. Don't let everybody be immature and dorky.
Are there people that don't have mature characters?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, and it's annoying.
Gold tip for life.
This week's dog tip for life is brought to you
by Spartacus.
The Fartacus.
That's exactly what this tip was.
Alright. I want to tell everyone.
It's okay to be the mature character once in a while. It's also okay to fart.
Yeah.
For Sparty, that's pretty much backwards.
It's our own fault because we named him Spartacus, which and then we call him Sparty, and Sparty rhymes with Farty, so it's self-fulfilling.
I don't think he's living up to his name, his aspirations. He's just a dog. Dog's fart.
Gabby does not.
Gabby
is like a writer, and she's a delicate flower, and she doesn't even say the word fart.
No.
No.
Yeah, she is like a writer. She wakes up in the middle of like howling.
She does. She has PTSD.
Yeah.
Oh, baby. She's a rescue dog. John, it's all sad. It's sad.
No, I'm laughing. I was just thinking how they kind of, Sparty and Gabby kind of reflect you in that.
You're Sparty?
Yeah.
That's why you're harder on him.
Oh, really? Is there going to be one me in the house?
That's right. And Gabby's me, and Gabby's the broken one.
You're not broken.
No.
Well, I mean, you have that knee too, but
my shoulder.
My shoulder too.
Awesome.
Fart got awful a lot, I'll tell you.
Wow, we are dogs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I said, and you fart got awful a lot.
What? I do not.
It's buried in there somewhere.
Let's cut that out of the podcast.
No way.
Dude, I do not.
That was you in the bedroom with Caroline.
No, okay, you are a liar and very emotionally mature. I think people get divorced during a pandemic. Let me explain it. You just heard that.
I don't think the divorce rate's going up.
Okay.
You think so?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
I'm really intrigued by how many people who are having affairs can't go out and have their affairs right now.
Must be killing them a lot, Mom.
Yeah.
It must be, like, just killing them.
Like, what are they doing?
Yeah.
Like, they can't be like, I'm running to the grocery store. Because.
I haven't had that thought. It's kind of a stranger.
Wait, is that why you go to the grocery store?
Is that why you're thinking about people that are having affairs in the pandemic?
No! Oh no! Because we talked about divorce. Stop
That's
looking
right.
at me like that. Stay safe, everyone. Try to love each other.
Love your housemates. Don't kill anybody. Unless it's with a rogue fart.
No. That's a horrible way to die.
But you're not truly responsible. You didn't know.
I think it's intentional. I think that if I die from a rogue fart now that we now have on tape your intent, even you doing it in a premeditated way during our podcast.
That was not premeditated.
It was premeditated.
No. You have to have forethought for it to be premeditated. It was instantaneous because I'm not psychic.
Dude.
I knew it was coming for like 1 second.
That's enough.
To what?
Hold it in.
You can't hold it in.
And you run into another room.
You know what happens if I hold it in? You want to paint the bedroom?
Oh, that's too much information.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening.
We really appreciate you listening to the podcast. You can find us everywhere. You've already found us once if you're listening now. Like Apple Music, iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and more. Just Google Dogs Are Smarter Than People and like and subscribe. The notes to the podcast are also always on carriejonesbooks.blog. Carrie is spelled C-A-R-R-I-E. I realized I don't always tell people that. And we'd like a shout out. The music that we clipped and shortened in this podcast is awesome and is made available through the Creative Commons license. Who's the artist and what song is this? It's Night Owl by Brooke for Free. You can go to the podcast episode notes and find a link right to it.
Listen to that fantastic music all the time.
Yeah, man.
So, what do we got going on in our lives, love?
Well, right now, we've released the book, The Places We Hide, which is an adult mystery.
And it's good. It's so good. I mean, obviously I'm biased, but it really is good.
John Dust thinks it's really good because the main character, he thinks it's him.
Oh, yeah, well, you know, possibly.
Also, I am doing a course. I started a course.
A course. What kind of course?
It's a bit like a distance MFA program, and people get to hang out together.
Yeah.
In a Zoom chat once every month, and I give them feedback for their stories every month. They submit 20 pages, and there's a Facebook group, and we have a bunch of people already signed up, which is awesome. Because.
So it's like a writing course.
It's a writing course that's also very supportive and helps build community. So you get direct feedback from me and love from other writers.
I know. Any course that you're involved with has the instructors more. There's also like a life coaching course.
That's very sweet.
Because you're so awesome.
That's very sweet.
I know.
There's more information about it on my website. Once again, carriejonesbooks.blog.
You can never say that too much.
carriejonesbooks.blog.
And what else are you doing, love?
Am I doing anything else?
Well, I mean,
sorry.
You edit people's work.
I'm teaching at the Writing Barn. I edit people's work. You can find me on Readsy. I'm writing my own books. What else are you doing, boo?
Me?
Yeah, man.
Oh, I'm just doing my regular work. But.
What?
We are going to start formatting people's books also.
Woo!
And we will be doing print edition and
ebook. Ebooks. So we're all in one.
Types of formatting styles.
Right. So you can come to us and we will clean up your grammar.
Full service.
Yeah.
Book prep / publishing house.
Yeah. Only thing we're not doing is cover design.
Yep.
It's pretty cool.
Once again, that will have to land back in on your desk, though, because like unless people want stick figures for the covers.
You're
all the
time. The funniest cover ever. That'd be awesome.
Every book's a kid's book here.
Like Evie's font. Like,
yeah, right.
Oh, that'd be amazing.
I'll do the Kama Sutra cover with stick figures.
No. always goes back.
No, it's just an example of how it could be deceptive because it's stick figures, but you never know what's inside.
Anyways, we're going to end it here. Thank you for listening.
Thank you so much for listening.
We really appreciate it. And we stay healthy and strong, okay?
Yeah.
Because we need you in this world.
Stay strong.